You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Isthmus and That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena, Desley Simpson.
Good morning, Johnny. Long time no chat. Good to chat with you.
Yeah. Now, I trust you had a good hearty summer, Desley, well, thus far.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Had a great holiday. It's always good to sort of rest and recharge and then back right into it.
Now, Desley, first off the block this morning, I ride a bike to and from work and I've noticed the big old sign outside Western Springs Speedway letting people know that there's only three more events before the Speedway wraps up. In the media, the Save Our Speedway, a little group aiming to save the Speedway, have claimed that the decision to relocate the Speedway events to Waikaraka Park was flawed due to conflicts of interest and lack of transparency. How does the council respond to these concerns, and do you believe the process was fair and thorough?
Okay, so it's probably best I don't comment on that until we know the outcome of those allegations. I think it's important if you believe or you have allegations or information you believe you have that is that you believe it means that the process is wrong, they need to be investigated. And that's currently happening, and the report is coming through. It's due this week, so I think next time we speak, I should definitely have something to say to you about that. But my understanding is that those allegations are being carefully looked at, and as I said, a report is going to be available very shortly that councillors can see.
Okay. General future plans for the space. Can you confirm if there are any official plans to redevelop Western Springs Stadium, either into a sports ground? I've heard a couple of rumours about maybe the soccer going in there, or soccer football, or either residential use.
Look, they had an expression of interest about what should happen, people who wanted to have any interest in that site. That's been out. People have put a bid in. It's obviously commercially sensitive around that, but there have been no decisions made. You know, from my perspective, I haven't seen any information around that at all yet, but I would think it would be coming through quite shortly. So a little bit premature on this one, unfortunately, Johnny,
okay.
I think.
Someone had mentioned they'd seen quantity surveys on the sports fields there. Would that imply that there would potentially be residential development happening on the sports fields?
Or? That is something I definitely had not heard even a skerrick of an interest in from a council perspective. Look, it's a stadium, and I think it's one of the stadium kind of one of the stadium footprints in our city, and I think from a stadium perspective, that's what it would be looking to continue as.
Okay.
Some description.
All right. We've definitely got a few listeners out there. Obviously, the space has a long-standing history as a music and festival venue.
Correct.
So there's a lot of people out there that are concerned that perhaps the stadium, you know, the area might sort of suddenly disappear from. You know, it's traditional use, but okay. Oh, well, we'll watch the space, Desley. Now,
yeah, absolutely. I'll come back to you on that.
Okay.
Sure.
Now on to the weekend's pride events that have just obviously been disrupted by the Destiny Church, both at the Te Aratu Community Library and up on Ponsonby Road. The council has pretty much condemned Destiny Church's actions as outrageous and unacceptable. How are you at the stage of how the council might plan to address such disruptions at community venues in the future?
Well, first of all, I add my voice to the people who have said what happened was absolutely unacceptable. And I mean, one of the great things about living in this fantastic country is that we have the right to free speech. So you can gather legally as a group, as long as it isn't for violent purpose, like rioting, and you're not disturbing the peace. Although I wasn't there, all reports that I've seen, look as if that was definitely disturbing the peace. In fact, you don't have to listen to me. The acting district commander for Waitemata, Simon Walker, has said it was unacceptable and not a peaceful protest. and he is actively investigating it. I think the thing that really bothered me, Johnny, is this was a ticketed educational event aimed at children between 2 and 10. The majority of people in the majority of children in the room were mainly under 6, and to have experienced what happened made the whole thing, I think, even worse. So, absolutely not happy. Look, you should know that as a council, it's standard for us to carry out safety planning for events. You know, where staff and public safety is the main priority, we actually assess the risks. So we actually did, in this case, have a security team. Two security guards were on site on Saturday anyway, and it was completely booked out and kept clear only for that group. In fact, we are really clear now when you have, you know, a space with multiple rooms. You wouldn't want necessarily one group in one room and right next door an opposing, you know, opposing group potentially. So we're quite clear on the way we handle this kind of stuff now. And yet this still happened. So I think, look, going forward, we will continue to have the same process that we've done around this. I was really impressed with the reports I've seen, the way staff escalated this to the police. And I would really like to show support for our frontline staff who unfortunately deal with a multitude of antisocial behaviour. But I really hope that the children and families that witnessed this are okay, because it was absolutely unacceptable.
Yeah, terrifying.
Way too by all far. Reports.
Now, Destiny Church leader Brian Tamaki has defended the protests. How does the council respond to statements that encourage such disruptive actions? And do you think there should be some sort of consequence for those involved in the recent palaver?
Well, I think that the law is quite clear around protest, right? And I think the police acting district commander has said he is actively investigating, and I encourage the police to actively continue that investigation, and if the law has been broken, there should be consequences associated with that.
What message do you have for Auckland's Rainbow community following these disruptive protests, especially those that may feel threatened or unsafe in future events?
Kia kaha, stay strong. Our city is very inclusive, and that's one of the wonderful things about our city. Stay safe, and you know, we're here to try and protect you as much as we can.
All right. Desley, onto the last thing for this morning. There's some proposed changes to dog policy and bylaw in Tamaki Makaurau. Firstly, talk us through it. I believe it has something to do with the number of dogs people are allowed to walk potentially. What has led to the proposal and the potential limits on the numbers of dogs people can walk?
Okay, so this is a regular review of the policy and bylaw and access rules for both our regional and local parks that happens on a regular basis. It was last done in 2019. And this is a re-look at the rules we have, having, you know, experienced issues, you know, between 2019 and now. So we've got about 4,000 parks in Auckland, including 28 regional parks. And the changes suggested in this new policy and bylaw are for access rules around 14 of our regional parks. That is, you know, there are, you know, don't go down this particular area or come in this, you know, there are access rules of on leash only or whatever, little tweaks to some of our regional parks, 14 of them, and 64 of our local parks have got tweaks or changes to rules that have been suggested either by the local boards or staff. So they look at things that where dogs can go off leash, where dogs can go on leash or are not allowed. There are some new off-leash areas recommended, as well as changes to keep dogs out of places like where there's vulnerable wildlife or protect some places for public to visit that are completely dog-free. Okay. On the number of people that can walk dogs, that has been changed to be a minimum of 6 dogs at once. And I think the background to that, from my understanding, is they did a bit of a data analysis on dog issues, and they found out that over a 10-day period there are about, you know, 1,000 dog related incidents, and of those about 8 related to someone in possession of multiple dogs in a public space.
Like a dog like a commercial dog walking type thing?
Yeah. So they thought, staff have come up with a recommendation that be reduced to six because...
Reduced to six, okay.
You know, they have some concerns around that, but...
Weirdly, Desley, I have... There's a park by my house where a lot of people do commercial dog walking, and I have gone, man, how can you handle that many dogs? You know, just quietly when I've zipped past, I'm like, man, that is a lot of dogs for one person to be wrangling. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is their job, and we've got to listen to them as well. I mean, what the proposal is that you can walk a minimum of six dogs, sorry, maximum. Maximum of six dogs at once, and only three of those can be off-leash.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm sure that, you know, people who do this as a business will have their say as well.
Of course.
And there's only six more days to go.
Okay, so, 6 days. All right.
Yep, there's a five-week consultation period, and it's open until the 23rd of February, so that's six more days to go. Please have a look at the Have Your Say website with all the details there.
All right. Hey, Desley, Desley Simpson, Deputy Mayor of Tamaki Makaurau, thank you for chatting us with this morning. We'll look forward to catching up in about a fortnight's time.
Indeed. Have a good week.
All right. Cheers, mate. Bye.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.